that I think may be emblematic of where we're heading in November. 2010, after the economic crash, the Democrats lost 63 House seats, 6 in the Senate. 1992, George H.W. Bush's approval rating went from 89% to 29%, and he lost the election. How do you think this will be reflected November 8th?
You can't survive really very well in a very bad economy unless you inherited a bad economy. And everybody knows that the economy that Joe Biden had was down, but it was down because of the lockdowns. And that what we're seeing is not, you know, the job creation that's happened is really nothing but job restoration of jobs that people had and lost during the lockdowns. So he doesn't really get much credit for that. Think of the, you know, the conditions in the country, 3.6% unemployment, ought to be very much in his favor. But when the wage gains and the wages are being wiped out or greatly diminished by inflation, people are not going to be satisfied with that, and it is a crushing issue. The elections you cited are good examples. One more example of when things are bad and the effect they can have is, remember 2006 when the Iraq War was going so badly and the Republicans lost control of Congress. 41 seats in the House of Representatives were lost. It only takes a few this time for the Democrats to lose control. If that was the Iraq midterm, this is likely to be the inflation midterm.
Wow. He's right. This could be an incredible wave election. I think here in the state of Nevada, we are, I mean, you can see just by the change of registration where the Democrats are flocking from their party and re-registering as Republicans. We've got independents that are doing the same thing, and they're registering as Republicans. In fact, I think we're going to see a lot more people voting in this midterm as Republicans. And, you know, obviously they have to be Republicans to vote in the Republican primary. But I think you're going to see the numbers for Republicans go way up, simply because I think most people acknowledge this is a critical election, and that elections have consequences. We always talk about why things are so screwed up. Well, it's because we let them be. We did. I'm sorry, but we did. As my late mother used to say, when people in our Catholic church parish would end up contracting some sort of killer disease, diabetes or something like that, they'd say, "Oh, he died of diabetic stuff. He gave it to himself. He always ate donuts on Sunday after Mass. He gave it to himself. We gave it to ourselves. And now we're ready to take back our nation." Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Mayor John Lee, is he the one that can take down Steve Sisolak? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
For U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting. But Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. A national baby formula shortage is leaving a number of parents, including some lawmakers on Capitol Hill, scrambling to find a way to feed their babies. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, mother of a 9-month-old son, says a national baby formula shortage is a very real problem.
Right now, families across America are struggling to feed their babies due to a horrific nationwide baby formula shortage.
Stefanik says President Biden should take this formula shortage seriously.
Joe Biden simply has no plan. In fact, when Joe Biden's White House was asked about the shortage, they laughed. Shameful. Make no mistake, there is nothing laughable or funny about this crisis.
The Republican conference chair from New York was joined by Republican colleagues at a news conference outside the Capitol Thursday to discuss legislation they're proposing to combat the shortage. A new poll shows that voters are more worried about inflation than abortion. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Despite news reports that the Supreme Court may be ready to overturn Roe versus Wade, abortion rights haven't displaced inflation at the top of the list of issues most concerning to voters. The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 87% of likely U.S. voters are at least somewhat concerned about inflation, including 60% who are very concerned. That's barely changed since January. The survey of 1,000 likely U.S. voters was conducted between May 9th and 10th. The margin of error was plus or minus 3% with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
A House panel has issued subpoenas to House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy and four other GOP lawmakers as part of its probe into the January 6th riot at the United States Capitol. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 103 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 6. The S&P declined 5. Oil up to $106.13 a barrel. More on these stories at townhall.com.
She became overweight, stinky, several vertebrae fused together. Sophie was going to be euthanized.
DINOVITE.com.
I remember Sophie starting the Dynavite. She has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Get them on Dynavite right away while they're healthy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
It's 2:04. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Triggered by new Omicron subvariants, waning immunity, and riskier behavior, a new wave of COVID-19 infections has hit Southern Nevada. Local health officials say, like much of the rest of the country, Southern Nevada is experiencing an increase in new reported coronavirus cases. Officials say there is reason for concern, because COVID-19 cases are being undercounted due to the increase of home testing, which doesn't get reported. Fort Kenny's test positivity rate has increased from 5 to 15%, which, according to CDC standards, puts the county at high risk for the spread of the virus. They say hospitalizations are still near all-time lows, but they are on the rise here in Clark County. We'll talk about employee appreciation. Well, the Cosmopolitan of Las Vegas is in the midst of a multi-billion dollar sale. It's thanking its workers for a job well done with $5,000 bonuses. Properties' estimated 5,000 employees will get the bonus, which will cost $30 million for Blackstone. So congratulations to those lucky employees.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Heavy volumes on the 15 right now as you try to work your way through the resort area. Southbound at Flamingo, a lot of congestion there. Northbound as well at Sahara. And don't forget about those lane restrictions on Interstate 515 downtown. Eastbound at Main Street and westbound at Eastern Avenue.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Final hour for a Thursday. Good to have you with us. I looked at the calendar today, and we're like, believe it or not, we're just sitting on about 3 weeks from the gubernatorial primary. 16 candidates on the Republican side trying to unseat Steve Sisolak. The governor said that he intends to relinquish his emergency powers on May 20th, but which, by the way, 8 days ahead of the May 28th early voting. The problem is we've got this Omicron variant that is causing a lot. In fact, I had a meeting canceled today. I had a business meeting after the show. And the person I was going to have the meeting with, she just today tested positive. I mean, tons of people are testing positive. But the election is 3 weeks away from the start of early voting. And I guess the big question is winnability. I had a chance to visit with John Lee, the mayor of North Las Vegas, earlier. And I asked him about winnability and how he assesses the race 3 weeks out.
I don't understand where that thought comes from. The Republican people right now are they have conservative values. Joe Lombardo is not strong on any conservative values at all. Basically, you know, he's just a rhino. He gives Steve Sisolak $10,000 for his race. He had fundraisers for him. He was on the transition team. This is just Steve Sisolak light. And the reason I say that, at least Steve Sisolak's been through two legislative affairs with the state legislature, but Lombardo's never even held a gavel on a serious meeting. Lombardo's never had a small business. Lombardo's never done anything in his life. In police terms, he's a rookie. But he's got people behind him who want to make sure they get him there so that when he knows nothing, he has to rely on them, and they tell him what to do, and that therefore they get to appoint all the people to the positions they want, like Gaming Control Board and Gaming Commission, and then they make money. If you want to meet this person, you have to go through me to get to them. It's nothing but a fake sense of taking over the state of Nevada using the conservative values that we have, but turning it into an economic engine for them. So this is a sad case that's happening right now. And I just don't understand why people want to destroy Nevada.
Yeah, let me ask you though, the winnability quotient. You've seen internal polling. You've seen the public polling. Are you convinced that, you can beat Steve Sisolak?
I know I can. I mean, example, anytime Lombardo and I could have a debate, he would run from that. He wouldn't want to have a face-up debate with me. He has no experience in anything. Steve Sisolak is the same way. Steve Sisolak has no experience, no knowledge. And I know I could beat Steve Sisolak very easily, just going on the quality of doing the job and experience that we've had before. I'm not really doing as bad as you guys. I mean, I'm doing great, actually. Up in north, I'm number two. And down here, I'm a little bit behind Lombardo. In the rurals, I'm doing great. But Lombardo is getting no votes up north, and the person up there is getting no votes down south. I think if I get enough Reno and the rurals and southern Nevada, we're going to have a great governor in me.
I want to ask you, the governor has announced that he is on May 20th going to, he intends to relinquish some of the emergency powers, or maybe all of the emergency powers. We now know that we have COVID infections on the rise here in southern Nevada, in particular in Clark County. Do you have any doubts that he will indeed relinquish the emergency powers on May 20th?
I'll have to see what California does and get back to you. but I can tell you right now that nobody in this valley is going to put up with this anymore. Whether he's got his emergency powers in place or not, nobody's listening to him anymore. We're done. And we're not going to enforce anything. The fact is, hardly any of us down here enforce it. We just took it upon ourselves personally to make sure if we wanted to take that shot, we took it. If we didn't, we didn't. But that issue's dead in Nevada.
And do you have the power to not enforce that as the mayor of North Las Vegas?
I don't have to do anything and go out, and I don't have to write people tickets. We don't have to do any of that stuff. We don't have to proclaim that we're going to do anything as the mayor of North Las Vegas. We just tell the residents what the governor said. And he took care of shutting down schools. He took care of laying people off their jobs, the essential and non-essential. The governor never calls. Here I'm the mayor of the third largest city. He never calls up and says, "Hey, John, I'm thinking about shutting down churches. What do you think? What about this?" He doesn't do any of that. I mean, he's just like the Wizard of Oz. He's just sitting behind a little curtain up there. Nobody ever sees him unless he's doing a photo op, and then he runs and hides again. So he has no respect. I don't respect him.
I was talking with a couple of friends over the last couple of days, and we've had snow in Reno and in Gardnerville, and now I'm getting stories that early snow melt in the Sierra Nevada are causing snowpack to fall to 7-year lows. Where are we on the early snow melt and how it's impacting the water level?
I can take a second on this one because we do watch it. I was on the Southern Nevada Water Authority Board, and by the way, we have a great leader there, and we had a great board on that, of people on that board. But we're 27% of what we would consider normal right now, and that water is going to be gone early. So maybe by the end of May, not while that snow will be gone, maybe by the end of May, it's just going to soak into parched land. It's not going to flow like we would hope it would. The lakes are going to start getting a little shallower, and the algae always grows when the water gets warmer. So if you don't have a lot of cold snow melt, you know, you're going to have that. But here's the thing I'm telling you that is positive that we're doing. We're really doing great in conservation on the seven states that are in the Colorado River Compact. We're doing excellent. 86% of the water that we take out of Lake Mead goes back into the lake. So it's called a return flow credit. We suck water out, we clean it, we put it in your house, you drink it. You shoot it down the drain, we clean it up again, we put it back in the lake. 14% of that is basically people who have septic tanks, evaporative coolers, lawns, golf courses, and stuff like that. So we're not returning that to the lake at all. But this is interesting. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's 120 countries that have desalinization, that use desalinization. There's 12,000 desalinization places that were taking seawater and turning it into clean water. It does take a little bit of power. Huntington Beach right now, they're on the 15th year of a 15-year study right now to pull the desalinization plant over there, which would give like 50 or 80 million gallons, like 10% of the water that they need in that area. but then they file all these lawsuits, the environmentalists do, and so that seems to be a problem. So a lot of our water that we're supposed to use, Kevin, we're banking water in Arizona, which means we're letting them take out some water we're not using, and they're using it for farms and stuff like that. But if we get to a point we need that water back, we have 8 years of water for this valley that's banked over there. So what we're trying to do in Arizona and Nevada, we'd like to work with Mexico and help them build a desalinization plant that's at all possible. And then the water that's going down the Colorado River to them, we would just take out here. So we could substitute the salt water in their area, clean it up, and they can use that. And we can use that water coming off, you know, the west side of the Rocky Mountains. So we've got big decisions to make. If you've never been a Natural Resources, Agriculture, and Mining Committee or Government Affairs in the legislature, you would know nothing about this. If you've never been a Southern Battle Water Authority, you would not know how to do this. None of these guys running for governor have any idea how to deal with this. We work daily here at the City of North Las Vegas and with the BLM. This is a big issue, and we're going to have to really start concerning ourselves with how we prepare for this.
Let me just ask you, there are some experts that are saying that the effects of climate change are actually impacting mountain lake ecosystems. Is there any evidence that you've seen of that?
Not that I see those pictures, and I recognize, you know, you can see pictures where there's a lot of snow and then there's less snow. I don't know that I don't believe in that theory. I just believe that there are weather conditions, and we have hot spells and we have real cold spells. There's been times that we've had more ice on this earth than at other times. So I'm not a big believer in that we're forcing that change on our environment by what we're doing here.
That's Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas. I had a chance to visit with him earlier. Coming up, a conversation with David Bossie, the president of Citizens United and a former Trump campaign advisor. He's also the producer of a new documentary film called Rigged. That'll be premiered here in Las Vegas coming up. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Woo! Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
I'm Fred Simon, a constitutional conservative and a medical doctor by trade, not a politician. But now I am a candidate for Nevada governor. Somebody's got to fix things. In the process, I have come to realize that very few gubernatorial candidates have displayed any genuine personal integrity. Take the sad case of Reno DUI lawyer Joey Gilbert. Joey goes around the state falsely claiming his lawsuits allowed our churches to reopen. Baloney. You see, folks, Joey didn't file the lawsuit that went to the Ninth Circuit Court. He didn't file it, litigate it, or win it. In truth, Joey's name is not on any of the court documents. What kind of man takes credit for another attorney's work? A guy that cannot be trusted. If lying comes so easy to him, what will Joey G. try to pull if elected governor? Paid for by Simon for Nevada. I'll fight for what you want. But I need your help to become Nevada governor.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
When I was growing up, I took hearing for granted. I mean, I heard everything. But as I've gotten older, I noticed considerable hearing loss, in fact, in both ears. I finally got tired of missing out on roughly half of conversations with friends and family, so I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. It's incredible. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at qhalv.com. That's qhalv.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we have concentrated so much about what's going on in Ukraine, what's going on in Washington, D.C., that sometimes we forget what's going on out here in the hinterland. It's fascinating to me what's going on in the city of Chicago, a place I used to live. In fact, I began my national sports talk career in Chicago with what was then the one-on-one sports network out of Northbrook, tiny Northbrook, Illinois, one of the suburbs of Chicago. And it's interesting what's going on there now with the death toll. It keeps rising. Laura Ingraham last night, I thought, did a really nice piece going after Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Let's go to cut three. This is Laura Ingraham last night on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Lori Lightfoot is one of the most repugnant and disgraceful people in elected office today. That a woman with such disregard for her own constituents serving as mayor of Chicago, one of our great American cities, is itself shocking. As an unrepentant radical, her policies precipitated Chicago's decline and decay. The city is bleeding people, literally and figuratively. People are up and leaving, and near record numbers of its residents are becoming victims of crime. As much as Chicagoans love the summer on the lake, you know, who doesn't love the Bears, the Cubs, the restaurants, the architecture, they're not going to stay if their home becomes unlivable. Chicago under Lightfoot is slowly turning into Detroit. But you'd never know the situation is urgent if you're listening to her.
Real Chicagoans are asking me, how could you possibly even consider running for re-election as mayor of the city of Chicago after all the harm you've caused?
Well, I disagree with you fundamentally, and I don't think I need to address any and dignify your comments 1 second further.
Her city is being ripped apart by violence, drug overdoses, and despair, and she's on Twitter issuing a call to arms, urging people to fight back. If the court reverses Roe, it's going to be the end of the world. Only a radical, out-of-touch activist like Lightfoot would try to sow confusion about the court's draft opinion to distract residents from her own pitiful performance. Over Mother's Day weekend alone, at least 18 people were shot, 4 were killed, including the heinous attack on 23-year-old culinary student Dakota Early Friday night.
Yeah, it's getting worse in Chicago, not better. And Lori Lightfoot acts as if nothing's wrong. We got this under control. That's bizarre. That is absolutely bizarre. One of the things that I giggle at every so often is when the Democrats begin labeling the people that they oppose –